Hello and welcome to another TARDIS Jukebox here on WMFO in Medford. I'm the Doctor, and a lot has happened in the last week since we've been together. So let's get started.
When I grow up to be a man, I won't lie for you. I won't die for you, 'cause I think you're wrong, Mr. President. You've got to get yourself together. You ask me if I'll be your friend. I can't tell you right now, I might be making a vow, and I could be wrong. I've got to get myself together.
Now I thought I'd take a minute here and read this to you. It's from Title 18, Section 2384 of the U.S. Code. It's titled Seditious Conspiracy. If two or more persons in any state or territory, or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States, contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title, or imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both.
Three things that are like much importance in because of these things, whether they're fucking or whether they're playing golf. Because of that, I feel
I gave up.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Indians, welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled a plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, and all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America. Thank you.
it's a winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers done been killed. Sent away. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
She seemed really depressed.
He had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
desperation. It's the age of insanity. What could become of the green that fields of Jerusalem? Ain't got no ambition. I'm just disillusioned. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna be him. My mama said she can't understand me. She can't see my motivation. Just give me some security. I'm a paranoid schizoid product of the 20th century. You keep all your smart button writers. Give me William Shakespeare. You keep all your smart modern fingers. I'll take Bam Bam Dish and the Vengeance Game. Girl, we gotta get out of here. Myself shot down. Some trigger happy peace now. Gotta keep a hold of my sanity. I'm a 20th century man.
Hey, this is the Doctor. You're listening to TARDIS Jukebox on WMFO in Medford, and as you may have noticed, I am venting a little bit this week. So let's go with another. bitter, angry song.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some worn victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Why preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates, goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptize to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except who to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault, but it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. While money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals. I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off. Say, okay, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
Yeah.
The thing is, there really isn't a whole lot to say anymore. If you haven't figured out by now which side you're on, I really don't know what to tell you.
Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which citizens? Are we gonna make more garbage? Are we gonna make amends? Are you part of the solution or are you part of the con? Tell me which side are you on now? Which side are you on?
And next time you hear a friend say some ignorant shit, it's your job to correct them and share with them what you learned tonight. Then you're no longer a part of the problem. You're part of the solution.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary. Shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try waiting, just anticipating for things that you'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. But it's all so easy. You gotta
So, this has been TARDIS Jukebox for another week. I'm the Doctor, you've been the listener, and it's up to both of us to make the world a better place. You, me, everybody who's listening, everybody who's not listening. So get out and do the right thing. And if all else fails, listen to Glenn Campbell and do what he says.
Standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, well, you're going the wrong way. Well, you've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. People on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Don't you worry, it's all right.